Welcome back to Radio On Air with some breaking news. We just heard that new fossil remains of a Neanderthal man were found at the Neanderthal. For those of you who don't know what the Neanderthal is, it's a small valley of the River Düssel in the German state of North Rhine-Westphalia. Originally, it was an area with deep narrow gorges on the limestone, and it was widely known for its rugged scenery with some overhanging walls, waterfalls and caves. We from Radio On Air arranged a live conference to our co-worker Patty, who at this very moment is standing at the Neanderthal Museum. Patty, can you hear me?
Yes, Selma, I can hear you.
Great! I just told our listeners about the newly discovered fossil remains of another Neanderthal man. You are standing in the Neanderthal right now, just a few meters away from the site of discovery. What is going on there?
Yes, that's right. Here are so many people and everyone is really excited and can't wait to be told what exactly has been found. After the discovery of the skeleton of a Neanderthal man in 1856, experts believed that there must be further remains. And now, during current works on the museum area, further remains were found, and everybody is wondering if these new remains will teach us some more about our ancestors.
That sounds very interesting. What exactly can you tell us about the latest remains?
The remains are currently being investigated, so nothing's confirmed yet. But it is said that they are bone fragments of an unknown Neanderthal man skeleton. In any case, I'll keep you up to date.
Thank you. Ever since the discovery of the Neanderthals, scientists have been doing more and more research on our history. Can you tell us what is generally known about the Neanderthal man?
The Neanderthal man is a prehistoric form of the modern man, and his remains were found here in the Neanderthal. Although other remains of the Neanderthal man have been found elsewhere, for instance in southern France and Spain.
That means our ancestors got around quite a lot?
That's fair to say. Especially in southwest Europe, many remains have been discovered. Scientists believe that some discoveries are up to 130,000 years old.
Wow, that's sheer madness. Tell us, how can we imagine the life of a Neanderthal man?
The Neanderthals were excellent hunters who followed animal herds. They knew how to start a fire and how to take advantage of it, so they could keep themselves warm and use it to prepare their meals. Usually, not only meat was on their menu, but also vegetables, wild berries and even seafood. Therefore, the Neanderthals were typical hunters and gatherers. They were very skilled, as we can see when we take a look at all the self-made weapons and tools. They are made of stone, wood or animal bones and help the Neanderthals to manage their daily life.
Amazing! That sounds very organized and progressive for these days, I would say. And it also sounds like they lived together in families or in even bigger groups?
Yes, they used to live together in small tribes. If a member felt ill or got injured, he or she could rely on the other members of the tribe and wasn't left on his or her own devices. That's one of the main reasons why the life expectancy of the Neanderthals was surprisingly high for these days. The analysis of various skeletons led scientists draw the conclusion that many Neanderthal men and women were about 40 years old when they died, despite the harsh living conditions.
That's very impressive. Tell us some more about our astonishing ancestors. What did they look like?
Compared to us, they were much smaller, but at the same time built with lots of muscles, broad thighs and strong upper arms, which means that they were very muscular and had to carry a remarkable weight. Their noses were bigger, their skulls a bit more longish, and they had thick, prominent eyebrows. If you or any of our listeners want to get a better idea of their appearance, I'd recommend you to pay a visit to the famous Neanderthal Museum. Here you get the opportunity to be eyeball to eyeball with life-size replications of Neanderthal men, women and children.
Sounds good to me, but what exactly is this so-called Neanderthal Museum?
The history of the museum began as early as 1856, when the first bones of a glacial man were discovered. In 1877, the area was declared a nature reserve. The Neanderthal Museum, as it is today, has existed there since 1996. The museum takes visitors on a unique journey through human history, beginning as far back as 4 million years ago.
That must be really fascinating. But it seems to be quite scientific at the same time. So, a visit in the Neanderthal Museum is probably more suitable for adults?
That's exactly what I was thinking, until I had a quick chat with one of the workers at the Neanderthal Museum, who told me that the museum is not only a place for adults, but for children and older people as well. Besides, the museum is often used as a place for workshops and conferences. You can even say it's a research center. So all in all, the Neanderthal Museum is a family-friendly and research-orientated place that leaves you breathless.
Nice! They really afford of anybody and everything, huh? And you know what, Patty? Since I'm sitting on my computer in a studio, I will check the prices on their website for you and our listeners. Ah, here it is. So, the price depends on whether you would like to visit the museum only or if you decide to watch the special exhibition as well. If you combine both, it's definitely cheaper. An adult pays 10 euros then and a child 5.50. But they allow discounts for groups, families and students as well. In case you're interested in going to the Neanderthal Museum, you should visit the official website. It's www.neanderthal.de. There you find further information on prices and all the information on the exhibitions and the other facilities. I will ask our web team to put the address of the Neanderthal Museum on our own website.
That's a good idea, Selma. I'll contact you as soon as there's any news regarding the latest fossil remains.
Thank you for all the information on our ancestors, the Neanderthal.
You're welcome. And for now, I think I'll go and buy me a ticket for the museum.